Which team did the Chicago Bulls beat to win the 1998 NBA Finals on Michael Jordan's last career goal? Seattle Supersonics, Phoenix Suns, Utah Jazz, Portland Trail Blazers.
The final answer is the Utah Jazz.
Damn it.
What's up, Sportscast? Welcome to the Sports and Stuff Show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Adam.
And I'm Carter.
And let's get right into it. I don't think we have really any updates except for last episode. I didn't tell you about this. The video, for some reason, got corrupted. So
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. And then I was thinking about it because we were 1 week off from it being corrupted. Or no. No, that was the right episode last year.
Same week.
The same week it got corrupted. So that's, I thought that was kind
it's
of just
a tradition now.
Yeah, it was iconic. Every divisional round, you know, after the wild or divisional to championship round, it just gets corrupted, our video. So yeah, that was kind of funny. But did you have anything exciting go on last week or? No, didn't have anything whatsoever.
No.
But.
Yeah, I got a bid to Sig Up with Adam and the boys here, and I'm excited, man. Even Chapter was a good time yesterday.
Yeah, it was so weird because I didn't even know we could rent out that one room.
Yeah.
And I was like, it felt so weird because that's like the tour room. But yeah, now it's Sig Up and stuff.
Yeah, it is. I'll get the merch going soon.
Yeah.
I haven't ordered it yet.
I wore it on the one episode, and we put that in a Rush video, because I'm like, this is the only good quality video we have. Yeah. I'm like, at least I know how to record in something more than, what, 8-bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm excited. I was trying to get Carter to join for, like, a solid semester. Yeah. He finally did, so, woo! Yeah. Other than that, I think, you know, we're just getting back into our groove, recording Mondays, Wednesdays, and then Wednesday, Friday for stuff, 3 to 4 p.m. Make sure about that. But, yeah, on to Boise State. Or actually, we forgot about this for a while, but I want to bring it back.
Oh, yeah. Been a minute.
Right.
I tell you, my little sister got me the same game for Christmas.
Yeah, dude, I got this game. Yeah, I got it for Christmas. And then I was like, you know what? We're just going to steal this part of the game and make it a segment.
You know what I think we should do with this?
Hmm.
We should pick a side, and you should be able to choose which question you answer, but actually use the points.
Okay. Or are we just going to decide off 1, 2, and 3?
Actually, low-key, that'd take a long time. Oh, yeah, we'll do that. Before the turn, you can say 1 point, 2 point, or three, and then that's the
But you have to read the card, like what the card is about, though, beforehand. So it's not like,
so
3 points, and you get like hockey.
So I have baseball.
Okay.
Do you want 1, 2, or three?
I'll go with 2.
2? Okay, and then I guess we can just pick either 2. You should know this one. Which player has the longest hitting streak in MLB history? Pete Rose, Joe DiMaggio, Ty Cobb, or Ted Williams?
Joe DiMaggio?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So 2 points.
Either that or Ty Cobb's. Okay. And do we want to do the points like a system at the end of the week? Or at the end of the episode, whoever gets the most points has to spin? Or least
whoever
amount of points?
Whoever gets the least, yeah.
Okay.
So what sport is this?
This is all sports.
Ooh. Okay, give me 2.
You 2? Okay.
I don't like all sports.
I'll give you a choice here. Do you think you know more about motocross racing or roller derbies?
I guess motocross.
Okay. What deaf motocross racer won 5 AMA WMX championships and 2X Games racing gold medals? Ashley Fiolek, Jessica Patterson, Kiara Fontanesi, or Vicky Golden?
Kiara.
Nope.
Who was it?
It was Ashley Fiolek. The other question was, what action must a jammer perform to score a point in a roller derby?
Couldn't tell you.
It was knock down an opponent, pass a player, complete a lap, or beat another jammer. What would you guess?
Lap.
It was pass a player. Yep.
Okay, whatever.
Man. Anyways, so I'm up 2 points.
Woo. Great.
All right. On to Boise State. So we played New Mexico, and this was a pretty big game. It was kind of a thing where New Mexico had a better record, but we are tied with them in but we are tied in conference record.
They had a better record. We had a better conference record.
Yeah.
We were tied with SDSU.
And we were ranked higher still. So we were in KenPom. It was us, San Diego State, and then New Mexico was way down there.
Mm-hmm.
And now after this, we had a really good game, went to overtime, but we ended up losing off of one. We had the chance to win, and Marcus Shaver Jr. missed the 3-point to win the game, which is, I mean, kind of unrealistic, I would say, or uncharacteristic of him. Because, I mean, in those scenarios, he typically does make those.
He is pretty good down the stretch usually.
So, you know, at the last second shot, he typically does make those. So that kind of sucks. But, I mean, it really sucks because now New Mexico is 25. So they did get ranked. And it kind of sucks because it's like, if we would have made that shot, would we have? We probably would have gotten ranked, I think.
Maybe.
We were close. We were 27th, 28th or something.
It'd be close.
I think it would be really close. But who knows? Now we lost, so. But it was still a really great game. It was 79-81, so it was a 2-point game. That 3-pointer would have won the game for us. And Agbo sucked.
Acott.
Dude, I don't know. I keep on mixing him up. So for some reason, every time I think of Agbo, I think his first name is Emmanuel, like Emmanuel Acott. It's so weird. And I, like, for some reason, in my head, I just get, like, on replay, the announcers saying Acott. So, like, Emmanuel Acott.
Yeah.
You know, it's so weird. But, yeah, Agbo sucked. He went 2-for-10 for 5 points. I don't remember his threes, but I think he might have hit one, and that was it, or something. But he was bad. I think he hit one and then had a layup. Or something, but yeah, he was bad. I think for him personally, he's really up and down. Like, some games he's really great, and then other games he's just...
It's kind of how it is in college, though.
Yeah, that's true. In this game, Tyson kind of stole the show.
Yeah.
He played really great. So did Rice. Rice has been, I feel like, the most consistent player.
He's been awesome.
I think, because Tyson, he's had some ups and downs. I feel like he has the most potential of all the players, especially because he's younger.
He's also a really good defender.
Yeah. And I think Rice, he's been the most consistent, though, I think.
Probably. But, offensively, for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll have to see what happens now. I don't remember. I think we still have quite a few games left.
Yeah.
I think they end in the end of February or something.
Early March, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have to see. What would you put our chances at March Madness at this point?
The rankings kind of seem to hate us. Like, we were top 25 in KenPom last week and still only like an 8 seed in bracketology, and we were like on the bubble, which I don't really get. I would say as of now, I think we would still make it. I think we'll do enough to make it, but. You never know, man. Like, we should have been ranked way higher last year, and we got an 8, so.
Yeah. I don't even think we were ranked at all. Like,
the last poll of the year, we were 25th.
Oh, were we?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Man.
But, yeah. I don't know. It could go either way right now, but I'm hopeful. I mean, the team, I think we look good.
Yeah.
That's a tough place to play. The pit is hard.
Yeah, and apparently they almost had a fight midway through the game.
Yeah.
So apparently, according to Max Rice, I think there was players that were blocking the way into the locker room for halftime.
Leon said it was the baseball team. The baseball team was there for some reason.
Oh, really?
Like, the New Mexico baseball team, our guys had to walk through them or something. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That was weird. But
yeah, like, and apparently that started a full almost brawl. And I think I saw something that we've had like issues with that before, where like we've had players like end up getting suspended or like ejected from the game because of like, since we were playing New Mexico. So I didn't really know that, but apparently there's some bad blood there.
We'll have him back here in February, I think.
Yeah, but we'll have to see how that goes. But yeah, I don't know if there's anything else for Boise State, but yeah, basketball team's doing pretty well despite the loss. But
Hank transferred.
Didn't we talk about that? I think we talked about that.
I don't know if it was confirmed.
He went to Louisiana Tech.
Yeah,
which I'm like, dude,
it's a step down. But
yeah, 100%.
He's gonna play in an air raid offense, so his numbers are gonna look good. Yeah. I would assume.
We kind of expected him to go a step down from Boise State, because you don't get kicked out of the starting job from Boise State to go to UCLA or Oregon. Like we talked about Oregon State. Like, no. We kind of expected it was going to be something down. I didn't really expect he would go to Louisiana.
I had no idea where. I didn't even have a guess. So.
I thought he would stay at least on the West Coast, but
I don't know.
Especially
where,
because his girlfriend still goes to Boise State. She's a senior now.
I mean, he has two more years.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll have to see. But that's something kind of interesting to look into. See if he does well.
I think his numbers are going to look good at least. Playing in that style of an offense.
I mean, Boise State, like, our very first year that he was there, we were very pass heavy.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of, like, got him to be all hyped up. But then Tim Plow came and plowed it all up. But
I'm not really sure what he was doing. But
yeah. But anyways, I think that's all for Boise State. For the NFL, divisional round happened. Do you want to take the lead on this one?
Sure. So, first day, this was actually a really bad divisional round.
Yeah.
Like, this was the worst one in a while. Last year's was incredible, but...
Which one was last year?
Last year had the Chiefs and the Bills, that crazy game.
Oh, yeah.
Niners-Packers down to the wire. Who did the Bengals beating the Titans, upsetting them?
Oh, yeah. That was a good game. Joe Burrow got sacked like 9 times.
Oh, and then the crazy Rams Buccaneers game.
Oh yeah, where the Bucs almost came back.
Yeah. So last year's divisional had amazing games. This year was kind of bad. But yeah. The Chiefs did beat the Jaguars 27-20. It looked in doubt for a little bit just because Mahomes sprained his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly it's a high ankle sprain.
They had to quadruple tape that thing.
Yeah, so they're saying it's a high ankle sprain, but also that he'll play on Sunday, which I don't know. Like,
it kind of looked worse than an ankle sprain when he did it. Like,
well, high ankle sprains usually take someone out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So,
but it's also Mahomes.
It is Mahomes. Yeah.
They're talking about Mahomes on one leg is better than any other quarterback in the league. Still.
I mean, probably. So this win solidified the Chiefs into the conference championship for the fifth time in a row.
Yep.
5 in a row.
Well, it's even funnier.
Every single year Mahomes has been a starter, too.
Yeah. It's even funnier, too, because, like, before that was the Jaguars. They made it. Mm-hmm. So they were talking about they're like, for the sixth straight year, it's been the Jaguars or the Chiefs. And
technically, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, that's basically, like, the same equivalent when they go, like, yeah, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers – solid eight rings, Super Bowls, and it's like, sure.
Yeah, but. So Kansas City will host the Bengals next week, and that'll be the night game.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles beat the Giants on Saturday night, 38-7. It was 28-0 at halftime, and it was never close. It was never remotely entertaining. Hurts looks healthy. There's not much else to say about this game.
Yeah.
Like, it was really bad. So we'll move on to another pretty boring game, actually. Bengals beat the Bills 27-10. And after 0-0, the Bengals never were behind or even tied. Like, it was completely wire to wire. The Bills' run game was non-existent. They had no one hit 30 yards rushing. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I was hoping for more out of the Bills. I mean, they were my pick to lose the Super Bowl, so...
Yeah, I mean, I was really kind of shocked. I thought they'd play so much better, especially because of the whole DeMar Hamlin thing.
Yeah.
But, and man, they looked bad. It was rough. Like, they just couldn't get – they couldn't stop anything on offense or on defense. They just basically let Joe Burrow and the Bengals do anything they want. And it was snowing, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, heavy snow. Mm-hmm. And they were just absolutely – it was not good. It was kind of rough. Yeah, that was probably the most shocking game in my opinion, because probably. I thought the Bills would at least maybe, like, I understand if the Bengals were to win, but like I did not think it was going to be like that.
Yeah,
that uncontested. But
I don't know. Bengals just kind of had the number of the top teams in the AFC. But yeah, so Bills are out. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Josh Allen, because he hurt his elbow like months ago and. Apparently, it has not healed. Like, he was talking today about what he might do in the offseason. I don't know if it's going to require surgery or anything, but that's something to keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last game, the 49ers beat the Cowboys 19-12. Neither offense could do pretty much anything all game. Both defenses were really, really good. McCaffrey scored, had his worst game as a Niner. Dak threw two really bad interceptions.
Well, it was so funny because when I ended up turning on the game was after chapter, and at that point it already Dak had two interceptions,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh well, that's, you know, typical Dak stats. He's had an interception in consecutively, I think, his last 10 games or something. At least one interception.
I mean, I believe it, yeah.
And
counting the playoffs, he probably threw almost 20 this year.
Yeah, I don't even know. And then he threw way more than Derek Carr, and yet Derek Carr is the one that got benched and he's going to leave.
I don't know.
I think Dak played significantly worse than Derek Carr did, but he had the better team. So
I don't know about significantly. I don't know. Derek Carr was pretty bad at the end.
Yeah, I mean.
And I like Derek Carr. I thought he was going to be really good this year, but he feels guaranteed to go to Indy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So this may have been Dan Quinn's last game in Dallas. Could be. He's been getting some head coach interviews. Niners move on to Philly, and Purdy is now 8-0. Just as we all expected.
Wasn't it 8-0, and then McCaffrey's like 12-0 or
something like that.
Something like that.
McCaffrey played against the Chiefs. But he had only flown into San Francisco like 2 days earlier, so he only touched the ball like 6 times.
Yeah.
Every week that he's had a full workload, we've won. And that is 12. That's 12 in a row.
Man, dude, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. He
12-1 next week.
Dude is our MVP. No.
Yeah.
Moving on to that.
You know, beforehand, we haven't done the cards twice because we... Oh, well.
Never remember.
We are so bad at remembering cards. Okay, you got football.
Okay, you know, give me two. I feel like
not gonna go
two. Some,
not
I feel like
go
there's
three?
Gonna be some weird threes. So give me two.
Okay. The one's significantly easy. So I want to give you a little bit more challenging one because it's football.
Mm-hmm.
Which team drafted John Elway in 1983, prompting Elway to threaten to play baseball if he wasn't traded? The Cleveland Browns, the Houston Oilers, the Baltimore Colts, or the Tampa Bay Bucks?
I have no idea. Browns.
Nope. The Baltimore Colts. The other question was... Which team released the Super Bowl shuffle 2 months
ago? Oh, come on. Why can't I have that one? All right. Well, I'm still down 2-0. This is logos and mascots, so I guess...
I suck at this one. Just, remember the Edmonton?
There's not even points, so I guess just pick a...
It would just be 1, 2, 3.
What do you
off
mean?
The top. Like, the closest one to the top would just be 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but it's just different sports. It's not different difficulty. We'll not do
them. Oh, yeah, just do another one.
Basketball.
Oh, no.
1, 2, or 3?
1.
Okay. Which player holds the NBA record for rebounds, snagging 23,924 in 1,045 regular season games? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, or Tim Duncan?
Is it Bill Russell?
It's Wilt Chamberlain.
I was going to say that one, but then I was like, you know.
Bill Russell's second.
Ah, damn. I was so close to saying Wilt, but then I was like, maybe he could have, you know, snagged the. Bill Russell might have snagged the one, but
no,
man. Oh, well. And we have another one because we missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Last card. Good.
Still 2-0. Oh,
you get two of those weird ones in a row?
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah,
oh, you got football.
You got football as well.
All right. Oh, it's I read first this time. One, yeah. Two, or three?
Three.
Which of these NFL Hall of Famers did not start his career in the USFL? Jim Kelly, Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, or Steve Young?
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking that because he got drafted by the... He was first round, wasn't he? By the
Whatever.
Giants.
Whatever.
Woo! Okay, one, two, or three?
5-0. Three.
Okay. Do I give you the really easy one or do I give you the one you're 100% getting? You know what? Screw it. I'm gonna be a jerk today. Which Dallas Cowboys defensive back led the NFL in interceptions three times in 1981, 1982, and 1985? Michael Downs, Everson Walls, Dennis Thurman, or Charlie Waters?
Everson Walls.
Yep. Woo! The other side was who became the first in Super Bowl history to return an opening kickoff or touchdown?
Okay. All right. Well, 5-3.
Yep. I mean, that was like an easy layup on the backside. I was like, not going to give you two easy layups.
Hey, Everson Walls, though.
No free shots. Okay. Now, on a championship week, so we have the two games to decide who's going to the Super Bowl. I hope, please. I hate the 49ers. Please, Eagles.
How do you like please. The Eagles?
I don't like the Eagles either. But, you know, I like Jalen Hurts. I don't like the Eagles. But also, like, you know, I also hate the 49ers. 49ers
Jalen
are my
Hurts about to get eaten up.
49ers are my most hated team.
More than the Bears times. And the Vikings?
Dude, the Bears can have no competition there whatsoever with the Bears.
I guess.
We own the
what about
Bears.
The Vikings, though?
The Vikings are up there. You know, it's kind of like mid for me, specifically because my family is from Minnesota. So half my family does like the Vikings.
That would make me hate them more.
But, like, you know, if the Vikings are in the playoffs, I'm kind of like, I don't really care as much. The 49ers, I hate them. And the Seahawks. Seahawks are number two. Just those two teams. I hate them so much. I'm trying to think of my third. What's my third most hated team? I don't know. I don't like the Panthers. Panthers.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because of Cam Newton. I didn't really like them. Would that be my third? I think so.
Mine, Seahawks. Rams, Cowboys.
Seahawks, Rams, Cowboys. Mm. I mean, like, Cowboys, I don't like them, but, like, I also know there's no competition. The only reason I hate the 49ers so much is because they keep on whooping us in the playoffs. And so the Seahawks. Like, I mean, it's gone better with the Seahawks in recent years, but, like, I'm still salty from the championship game in 2016. But, yep. Anyways, Bengals, Chiefs. What do you think about this one?
I don't know, man. I mean, the Bengals beat the Chiefs three times in 2022. Three times in a calendar year. But I have such a hard time picking against Mahomes at home in the playoffs. It feels stupid.
Man, well, they beat him at home last time.
I know. So are they going to do it again, or are they due for a loss against these guys? It really depends on Mahomes, because he's banged up.
That's the biggest issue. If he didn't have a like high ankle sprain, I think I would have picked the Chiefs here. And, I mean, I'm torn because I want the Chiefs to win. But the thing is,
I really don't.
I want the Chiefs to win, but the Bengals, they look like they're going to win. And I have to pick the Bengals here. I mean, I don't want the Chiefs, you know, or I want the Chiefs to win, but Bengals, they have to.
I'm going to pick the Bengals.
Yeah.
Because
I'd be original.
Because I want them to win.
Man.
This is such a toss up, so I'm going to take the team I would rather see win. I don't know. The Bengals might have more talent on offense than anyone in the league. They look good, man.
Yeah, but the other team has the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I know.
So, you see Joe Burrow when
he's hurt.
Yeah, that's true. You see Joe Burrow when he threw it and he like turned around.
Yeah, everything he does is so cool. I'm sorry.
Dude, that was crazy.
Like, I just want to be like Joe Burrow.
I like how you said you're like everything he does is so cool, and the first thing that came into my mind is the video of his mom going like, "Hey, we're going to have a pledge of allegiance."
Okay, everything other than that.
That was so funny, that video, because he's in a Super Mario shirt. Oh, man.
That is pretty funny. But other than that, everything he does is cool.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, so we're both Bengals here?
Yeah.
I
don't know, man. Mahomes is hurt. They said it's a high ankle sprain. That's got to be a big deal.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's 100% playing. He made sure he played last game. But they also almost lost to the Jaguars in a game that should have been a blowout. Which it looked like it was going to be a blowout at the beginning of the game before Mahomes got hurt.
Jags fought back.
Yeah.
Jags are going to be good next year. I hope.
I mean, I think they could be like 10-6. I can see that.
Dude, that throw by Trevor Lawrence was one of the best throws I've ever seen. He just flicked it before Kirk was even open, and it went 60 yards and hit him in the hands.
Man.
Now, Chris Collinsworth is an idiot.
Dropped it.
Chris Collinsworth is an idiot and called it an overthrow, but he just doesn't know what he's watching. He's gone senile at this point.
Yeah.
He's washed.
Yeah, it's kind of sad to see that. But
so is Al Michaels, which really sucks because I really liked him.
Yeah.
But he's just washed now. He doesn't say stupid things. He just has no energy.
Yeah. They were like joking about that because there was like something would happen and Al Michaels would just be like, "Oh, and he scored a 60-yard touchdown."
Dude, his reaction after the Jags game-winning field goal after that comeback,
like nothing. Everyone was joking about that. It was
so bad.
And
the Jags will win it. Like what?
Yeah, it was like, "What, man. Dude? Come on."
You know,
like, I've seen
really
this way
good.
Too much.
Kevin Harlan.
Yeah.
Kevin Harlan is the man. So is Gus Johnson. Some people don't like Gus Johnson. I love Gus Johnson. Dude just screams on the microphone. It's great.
Yeah, it's great. For the 49ers, we didn't even talk about the 49ers-Cowboys game. In the ending.
We did a little bit.
The ending. Dude,
Cowboys stink. I don't know how McCarthy has a job.
Dude, how did Mike McCarthy pull that disaster of a play last season against the 49ers and then manage to go even worse this year?
Hey, you know who's calling those plays, though? Kellen Moore.
I don't know if Kellen Moore called that play.
He's the OC.
Yeah, but Mike McCarthy's an offensive head coach.
Well,
so
back-to-back years of stupidity. So
man, yeah, that was a bad play. It kind of reminded me a little bit. This wasn't as bad, but the situation was worse. Like the Indianapolis Colts.
I think this was worse.
I think situationally this was way worse because they had everyone spread out. As soon as they threw it, just blown up. It was, oh my goodness. And that was the last play. That's how the game ended.
So, Niners-Eagles. Niners travel to Philly. Not even.
We already know who you're going to pick. So.
Not even worried, man. We got this. No, I'm actually terrified. We are short underdogs in Philly. Philly's a tough place to play, man. And they're a good team. They're really good.
Yeah.
Sirianni's been great this year. Hurts, obviously, has come on and looks healthy. Their O-line is dominant. Their only real sort of weakness is their run defense hasn't been great, which, you know, could help. But other than that, they've been really incredible on all sides of the ball. Meanwhile, San Francisco hasn't lost in 12 games. So, I don't know. I think these are the right four teams. I think the best four teams in the league made it to the to the final four here. I mean, you know, I'm going 49ers.
Yeah,
I can't not pick us. We're right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah,
I can't go Eagles. So that'd be for me Eagles Bengals.
You want to put $10? You want to put $10 on it?
On this game?
Yeah,
I could do that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll have to see that.
Eagles Bengals does sound like a weird Super Bowl.
That sounds like a disgusting Super Bowl. I mean, they're good teams, but it very well could happen. Disgusting. Like,
I just don't want to see the Chiefs, man. Ugh. I really don't. They're the only team in the league I think we can't beat.
The Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we will see what happens.
Oh well. Yeah. Well, we'll have to see about that. One more trivia until we. Till we end it. National sports. Oh, I picked two. Whoops. All right. You got basketball.
Okay.
What'd you get? What did I get?
Hockey.
All right. Oh, no.
How many points do you want?
One.
One?
Yep.
Which Hockey Hall of Famer was given the nickname Mr. Hockey? Mario Lemieux? Gordie Howe, Wayne Gretzky, or Mark Messier?
I only know one of them on there, and that's Wayne.
Is that your guess?
Wayne Gretzky, yeah.
Gordie Howe.
Damn it. Okay.
Okay.
You have a chance to take the win.
Give me three.
Three.
Going
for the basketball.
Win. I'm going for the win.
All right. Which team did the Chicago Bulls beat to win the 1998 NBA Finals on Michael Jordan's last career goal? Seattle Supersonics, Phoenix Suns, Utah Jazz, Portland Trail Blazers.
The final answer is the Utah Jazz.
Damn it. Oh, no.
That's a win. Let's go.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the crossover. Stick the midi.
Man, I choked. Again.
Little bit.
Wow.
Big
okay.
Dub. That was a satisfying dub for me. I'm happy.
Okay. Yep. Now I'll have to spin at the end of the episode. But anyways, we have a thing here. It's a blind quarterback stats quiz. We'll have to, I have no idea. I kind of clicked on it a second, but we'll have to see.
I
think it's college. Yeah.
Okay. The blind quarterback stats quiz.
Okay.
Pick the best NFL quarterback by the college stats. Okay. So these are their college stats and we have to pick them.
Silhouettes, let's also make it interesting and guess.
Okay. Passer rating 170.8, yards 9,285. 57 rushing touchdowns and 2,947 rushing yards. That's Michael Vick. I think that's Michael Vick. Quarterback two. Lower passer rating, about 1,000 more yards, much less rushing touchdowns, and 700 less rushing yards. This is, you know, I think I know who these are. I think this is Michael Vick and this is Cam Newton.
Oof, that's an interesting one. I mean, I'll go Cam Newton on the top one. I think that might be...
Nah, he's lefty, look.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's probably Michael Vick then. Vick and then... I think that's Jameis. I think that's Jameis.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if it was Vick and Jameis, we would pick Vick as the better player. But if it was Vick and Cam...
But it's just based on the stats here.
I would
pick Vick. You go Cam?
I would take prime Cam, but... We don't even know if it's Cam. We're pretty sure it's Vic, so we'll go Vic. Oh, it's Tebow in RG3.
Oh, man.
What do we know?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I guess technically speaking, Robert Griffin III was better.
Yep. Man. That's crazy.
Next question. Quarterback one, 109 TDs, 2.2 TDs a game, 11,720 yards, and a 60.9 completion percentage. I have no idea who
with
that
is. With a towel.
He's right-handed. Also right-handed here, 19 less passing touchdowns, less touchdowns per game, a little more yards, and a slightly higher completion percentage. I mean, strictly stats, it's got to be quarterback one, right?
Okay, wait, go back to quarterback two? Yeah, I think so. I mean, just a little bit less
completion. Do you have any guesses on who these are? I think this could be Jameis, quarterback one.
Did he have a towel?
I think so. Which means this could maybe be
Marcus
Mariota, and Jameis would be better.
Yeah, let's go with that. Russ, man. And Drew Brees. I called that, didn't I?
I have no idea.
I think I called that.
Huh. Russell Wilson. Okay. Man. Not very good at guessing who these are.
Yeah. And they have Baker Mayfield as like the backup thing. Okay.
Quarterback one. Okay, so two has a much higher passer rating and more touchdowns and less interceptions. It's obviously two, right?
Yeah. Okay, wait.
Now, who could they be? I don't even have a guess on this one.
Okay, wait, go down. That looks way older.
It does. Could it be Peyton?
I don't know.
I feel Peyton. Like he threw more than 72.
I don't think that was Peyton. Go up again. That could be an interesting thing, Peyton and Eli, because they seem like they have Claire, or maybe even Brady.
All right, well, two stats are better, so we'll cut two.
Dante Culpepper and Jay Cutler.
Yeah, we're not going to get that.
And Josh Rosen.
All right. Quarterback one. Okay.
Looks like Matt Ryan.
So more touchdowns and more touchdowns per game down here.
That's Kirk. That's 100% Kirk.
Higher completion percentage and 6,000 more yards. I think that is Kirk. I think
that looks like Kirk.
Now, who could this be?
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers.
I think it.
There's no way. Touchdown.
It could be.
Okay, wait. Go back up stats. Okay. 95 passing touchdowns. How much did the other one have? 155. 69.4. I mean, we obviously know.
Two stats are better.
This is supposed to show, yeah.
But
Case.
I mean,
that was Phillip close.
Rivers.
I thought that was Kirk. I was 100%.
I did too, not going to lie.
That was fairly. Luke Falk. Why? Is it just showing similar stats to them?
Yeah, it's like this is a guy who was compared to these guys.
Oh, man.
Number 5 out of 9. We haven't successfully guessed a player yet.
I mean, we had Drew Brees. I might have just said it in my head.
I didn't hear it, but
they all
kind
of look
you.
Like Drew Brees, but.
Okay, so higher completion percentage.
That looks like Derek Carr. Looks like
two more yards per attempt, higher passer rating. 6 less passing touchdowns. I would probably say quarterback 2 stats are better. I don't know who they are, though.
This is just like guess the quarterback. Remember when we did that?
Yeah. Man, I have no idea who these are.
This is even worse because like we don't like. I have a suspicion the top is Derek Carr.
I could see it.
Well, you could see the speed flex. That's like a dead giveaway. The top, like his helmet. That one has a bucket helmet.
I think 2 stats are better.
I'm trying to think who does it that way. Do you have any guesses for the bottom one?
No.
I
really don't.
It might be like Rich
Stafford?
Gannon. I don't know.
No, Stafford. No, that doesn't make sense. But
Derek Carr and Rich Gannon? Oh, I knew it was older.
Who the? Okay.
Matthew Stafford. Did you get that one?
No, I said Stafford for the bottom
one. Oh. Josh Allen.
They've honestly all looked like Stafford to me so far. I don't
know
why.
They've all looked like Drew Brees to me.
Oh, whoa.
Goodness. Oh, man.
Okay, so he has more yards, same amount of interceptions, completion percentage.
This looks like Bo Jackson with like a...
Okay, so definitely better stats down here, but who are these guys?
I can see that Aaron Rodgers on the bottom.
I think this is Lamar.
Oh, that doesn't look like Lamar.
And that is Randall Cunningham.
That is probably Randall Cunningham. I can see that. Jameis. Oh, man.
I'm bad at this. Oh, Darnold.
Dude, we've been both bad at this.
7. All right. So 2 has 700 more yards.
I've seen that on like a...
And a slightly better touchdown ratio. And a better... Okay, he's better on everything. So quarterback 2 has better stats, but who are they?
I think that's Tom Brady on the top.
No. Really?
Or no, that's Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, 100%.
So who's that?
100%. Who's that?
That looks like Big Ben to me.
Did they really do Phillip Rivers? Yeah, they did.
All right, let's see.
Byron Leftwich, who's... Peyton I got it.
Okay, you got one. Ooh,
I knew I saw that before.
Oh man. I compared Mason. All right.
Wait, it just shows the stats that are similar. That's, yeah. I think, why. Okay.
Okay, so quarterback one has a better rating, more touchdowns, slightly less yards, much less interceptions. So quarterback one has better stats. Who is it? These are pretty big sleeves.
Yeah.
Those are not.
The bottom one's probably older.
I feel like this is Aaron Rodgers.
I could see that. Because he even does that, like, where he, like, kind of, like,
yeah,
flicks it. Yeah.
And who's this?
Tom Brady?
I don't even know. But Tom Brady, think this is Rodgers.
I don't think Tom Brady had that long of sleeves, did he? Oh. Doug Flutie.
All right.
Kyle LaLetta.
All right. Sure.
Oh, man.
What a terrible round. All right. The last round here. So, twice the interceptions, worst passer rating, two more touchdowns, and 2,000 more yards. So quarterback two definitely has better stats.
The top one's definitely younger. I think that's Derek Carr. That kind of looks like Derek Carr. I think
he looks like Bryce Young.
There's no way that's Bryce Young on there.
I know. But it looks like him, though.
Well, they have the tight sleeves on there. That could be Lamar. I think Lamar has the loose at the end.
That looks...
Who else has tight sleeves?
Dude, I can't not see Bryce Young there. I know it's not him. I just can't not see it.
Is that Tom Brady? No, that's long sleeves. I don't... Did Tom Brady have longer sleeves when he's older?
Younger guy.
Yeah, it's 100% a younger guy.
Could it be Hurts? That could be Hurts.
No, I don't think that's Hurts.
I think it could be.
I just keep on seeing Tom Brady there.
Mac?
Okay, we go up.
Mac, maybe?
No, because Mac doesn't have the tight sleeves on there. Go on to that one. I think we have a better chance of guessing this one. I think Derek Carr could be an option because he does have the tight on his.
I think it's going to be a little wrinkle here. I bet it's Bryce Young. I know it's not, but it just looks like him.
Well, because it's an NFL quarterback. Is this not Bryce Young?
I'm going Bryce and Mac Jones. Final answer.
Okay. I'll go Derek Carr on the top one. And I'll Tom Brady. I don't know. Sam Bradford. Deshaun Watson. Ooh, man.
Very similar to Bryce Young.
Mike White.
On the field.
Man. See results. Okay.
We got 3 out of 9 correct.
What does that mean, 3 out of 9 correct?
We were supposed to pick the better player.
Oh. Well, we could have just picked the worst stats.
Yeah, honestly.
Okay, wait, is it another one? Like, if you play replay, is it different?
I don't know. Let's see. Yeah.
Maybe these are different.
Should we go one more?
Yeah, let's go one more.
Okay. All right. Many more passing yards, but a worse percentage. Two less touchdowns.
That's Tom Brady at the bottom, 100%. It's 100% Tom Brady. That one.
Could have. That's not Peyton, is it? I think it's Peyton.
Peyton and Tom Brady.
McNair.
Tom Brady.
And Ty Detmer.
Who's Ty Detmer?
Okay.
I don't even know.
Another Baker comparison. Oh, we had this guy, right?
I think that was Philip Rivers.
I don't even remember. Who is that?
He
seems younger.
That looks like Lamar.
I think that is Lamar.
Colt Brennan. Who's the top one? Philip Rivers. Oh, man. Oh,
who is Colt Brennan?
Oh, that's Vic. That has
to
be Vic.
He's holding his right hand.
Wait. That looks like Brett. Or we had that one.
We had that one. I don't remember who it was, though.
Oh, man.
Who is this?
I think it was someone I didn't even remember. On the bottom one. Brandon Whedon. Who's the bottom?
This dude was a first-round pick at 28 years old.
Oh, man.
Left.
Who is it? Stetson Bennett?
Dude, Stetson Bennett's only like 25. That's the crazy thing. I have no idea who these are.
Well, the stats don't even help for... I like how it shows interceptions on here.
Yeah.
I have no clue. These just look so basic. Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson.
Oh, man. Derek Carr.
Oh, there's your Derek Carr.
Oh, man. Kyle LaLetta.
Again. Okay.
So we had this one.
Have we?
Yeah, because that was the Speed Flex on there. Do we remember, though?
No.
That, I want to say Matthew Stafford.
Oh, I think you're right. Who's this?
Mick, Vic.
It's in his right hand again.
I don't know. Yeah, it was Matt Stafford. Matt Ryan. Why do they all
Is
have
Matt
that
Ryan
weird...
Matt Ryan better than Matthew Stafford? Really? I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that one, quiz.
Wait, did they have that? Matt Ryan was better than Matthew Stafford?
Mm-hmm.
No. This must be old, though, because it has, what, Baker and Josh Allen.
It's not old.
This, like, ESPN thing must be. Jay Cutler, we've had that one before.
Yeah, I don't really care about Jimmy Clausen, believe it or not.
Who the? Why is it all janky? You see that?
Yeah, it's weird.
We've had that one.
I feel like we've had this one every time. I
don't know.
I think that's Bradford.
Yeah, I think so. Who the hell is that? Tim Couch. Sam okay. Bradford, yeah. Right. Got that one right. Mike White.
Mike White.
Okay.
Vic? No.
No, that was the other left-handed quarterback.
Wait, who was it?
Tebow. It was Tebow.
No, I don't think that one's Tebow.
It doesn't look like Tebow.
That's not the same picture, is it?
Was Brett Favre left-handed?
No. Right. I think this is the same. I think this is RG3 and Tebow.
No, Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon. Okay, but Tebow. Man.
Yeah, we got Tebow. Lamar. Did you know Rich Gannon's a SIGEP?
I did not.
Apparently.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Thinner.
Oh, we've
younger.
Had the. That looks like Lamar. We've had the bunky. The I forgot who that is.
Jameis.
Oh, yeah.
And Andre Ware. Jameis put on a few in the NFL, man.
Yeah, man. He kind of got big, but man, we still got like 10 minutes. Do you want to go through? Did we talk about on air our top five quarterbacks?
I don't know if we did. We can though.
Yeah. All right. Is it your first?
Top five quarterbacks. I think. Oh no, we don't have the same five.
No.
So my number one is Patrick Mahomes, and I don't think it's close. Number two, I also think this one is pretty clear, Josh Allen. Number three, at the moment, I'm going Joe Burrow. Number four, give me Herbert. And five, give me Lamar. Yeah.
Okay. For me, number one, easy answer, Danny Dimes. Just kidding. Yeah, number one, Mahomes. Number two, I put this up here just because of talent-wise. I think he's the... I don't know. I just like him better. I think he makes better decisions with the ball for the most part. Herbert. I'll put Herbert at two. Number three...
Don't do it.
Do I do it?
Don't do it.
I got to put Josh Allen there. I mean,
yeah.
And then I'll go Burrow. And then at number five.
You want Lamar, right?
No, I'm not putting Lamar. I'll put. You can't argue that Jalen Hurts isn't better than Lamar.
Lamar's better.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Last year, he had way better stats already.
I think Lamar's better.
Way better stats.
Lamar's not playing.
Yeah, but when he was playing. Like
he started hot.
I think
Lamar's nice.
I think Jalen Hurts is better. And if I were to put, I think I did put Jalen Hurts when I was talking about it before. I think I put Jalen Hurts at five. Do I want to put him there though?
He's not better than Lamar.
He is.
He's not.
I don't know how you can argue that Jalen Hurts isn't better than Lamar.
Because Lamar's just a better player.
No,
he's better.
Not. Dude, Jalen Hurts is so much better.
Mm-mm.
He's
in a much better situation.
I think
his team's much better.
No, I mean,
and he's great, but Lamar has
no
help around him. No help.
I think
he drags that roster. You saw how bad they were with Huntley and Anthony Brown.
Yeah, but I mean, even with Tyler Huntley, they almost won a couple. Like they almost snagged. I mean, they kept it close.
Yeah, the Bengals were playing terrible.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, like, say that Lamar would have absolutely obliterated the Bengals. Like, I mean, you could at least guess. But
they would have won with him.
But, I mean, I don't think, I mean, I still don't think there's any argument that Jalen Hurts is better or isn't better than Lamar. I think it's
pretty cut and dry. Well, here's one pretty good argument, MVP.
Yeah.
MVP.
I think,
and he's still that same guy.
I think that, if anything, if Jalen Hurts gets into a Super Bowl at this point, I think there's, I still think he's better. I just do. But anyways, top five. I don't know who else I'd put there. Who's options? Who would be like your six? I'm trying to think. There was all under 25 or something, or 27 was the oldest, and that was Mahomes.
Purdy. No,
Purdy six.
I'm kidding. I'm trying to think off the top of my head right now.
Who else was
not Dak, not Kyler, not Carr, yeah. Not Stafford, not Wilson. Rodgers? Maybe?
I don't think you'd beat six. Especially after this season. Who else is like...
Honestly, Goff is probably top 10 right now.
Yeah. Who?
Not
I don't,
Fields,
I'm trying to think.
Not White. Not Kirk.
White as in like...
As in Mike
White.
Yeah. Fields, I mean, we know it's not Wilson.
Trevor Lawrence, I think, might be...
He's top 10.
I think he would be like... I mean, I'll stick with Hurts there, but I think Lawrence is creeping in.
Six?
He could be creeping in.
I don't think he's there yet.
We'll have to see, but yeah, I think that's a valid picks, but yeah. I guess that's all the time we have for today's episode. Like I say, thank you for listening to our show. Make sure to tune in live every Wednesday and Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on YouTube. And make sure to catch our shorts after they've been aired on, you know, on everything. On YouTube shorts, TikTok shorts, Instagram reels, basically anywhere. Thank you for listening. Follow us on our platforms. And we'll see you in the next one. Peace.